Scriptures for the month of February is up on the screen. We'll be reading once in English and then we'll read once again in Chinese. We start with the Chinese first. 今个月的金句已经在这个荧幕上，我们是用中文读一次，然后用英文读一次。 Let's start with the Chinese first. 耶稣对他们说：来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻卸了网，跟从了他。 马可福音1:17-18 In English, Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. Mark 1:17-18 今天已读的经文是很熟悉的大家，就是诗篇第23篇。 We'll be reading from the scripture, Psalm 23. 我会用中文读出，然后英文的可以 follow. I'll be reading in Chinese, and you can follow in English. Psalm 23. 耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。 我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我福杯满溢。我一生一世必有因为慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。 Today, we are happy to have Pastor Charlie to deliver a message for us, knowing God as our shepherd. 认识耶和华是我的牧者。
Okay, good morning.
大家早晨。
We've had some guests and visitors come to our church recently, and so there are some people that you may not know, have seen before. Would you mind turning around and say hello and welcome them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ?
今天我们有新朋友，也有新来宾来到，你们可不可以拧转面欢迎他们呢？
So I'd like for you to take a look at PowerPoint here, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with this term.
Okay.想请大家睇下台上面嘅PowerPoint，唔知道你哋清唔清楚呢啲名词咧？
So I am not a psychologist, so I don't really know whether this term is real.
我唔系心理医生，所以我唔知道中年危机呢个字系咪真嘅。
But around last year, I felt like I did experience some of the symptoms mentioned in the definition.
不过喺旧年嘅时候咧，我系曾经发现有呢啲咁嘅症状喺我身上出现。
Symptoms such as feeling uncertain about my self-identity.
例如好似觉得我嘅自己个形象唔系好肯定啦。
Reality of getting old.
要面对年老呢个事实啦。
And questioning my worth.
亦都系同时怀疑紧自己个存在价值。
It all started with McDonald's lady.
咁咧，成件事系由喺麦当劳有位女士嗰度开始嘅。
Who kept referring me as a grandpa when I would go there with my youngest daughter?
我同我嘅细女去到嗰度，有位女士不断咁样当我系爷爷。
And then there was a waitress at a restaurant.
咁喺餐厅度有一位侍应。
Who asked whether I'll be interested in looking at a senior menu for a discount?
问我有冇兴趣睇下个老人家嘅餐牌。
I know it sounds silly, but these things do make you think.
我知道咁样系好傻，不过呢啲嘢系会令你谂嘅。
Anyways, during my struggles with my identity and self-confidence, I discovered something beautiful about my life.
但系当我系挣扎紧啊，怀疑紧我自己嘅形象嘅时候，我发现咗喺我生命入边有啲好美好嘅事。
No, it was not my accomplishments, my status, or wealth.
我講嘅唔係我嘅成就或者係我嘅身份或者係我嘅財富。
As I don't think I have anything to boast about.
因為我諗冇一樣嘢我可以誇口㗎啦。
But when I look back at my life, I was clearly able to see God.
但係當我睇翻我生命，我係好清楚咁樣睇到神。
His provision, His protection, His guidance, and most of all, His forgiveness and healing of my soul that had gone through myriad of mistakes and hurts.
我睇到佢嘅供應、佢嘅帶領啊，同埋佢嘅保守。最主要嘅咧就係佢俾我嘅寬恕，同埋佢係醫治我啊，因為做錯事行錯路，醫治我嘅所有嘅創傷。
Psalm 23 was written by King David.And I believe he wrote it when he was quite old, looking back over his life and recalling what God meant for him.
詩篇23篇呢係大衛喺年紀都好老嘅時候寫嘅。佢寫嘅時候呢佢就係睇返轉頭佢係想係講返神喺佢生命之中嘅意義。
What he remembered was the time of his youth many, many years ago when he was a shepherd.And something resonated with him.
当他想起他后生的时候呢他曾经是牧羊人那么有些事令到他想起一些事。
He realized that God was truly his shepherd, and throughout his life, he was a sheep.
他知道原来在他生命里面神才是他的牧者而他自己是那只羊。
Sheep is an animal that has a flocking or herding instinct.
羊咧係本身係有一種跟隨大眾跟隨羣眾嘅心嘅本領。
This is a strong instinct to follow the sheep in front of them.
佢哋有一個好強烈嘅本能咧，係跟住前邊嗰只羊。
So when one sheep decides to go somewhere, the rest of the sheep usually follows.
如果一隻羊行去某一個方向咧，其他嗰啲羊咧就會跟住噶啦。
Even if it's not a good decision.
就算是錯的都會跟著。
Sheep is also a fearful animal without defense capacity.
羊呢也是很驚青的，他們是沒有一個機制可以保護自己。
And therefore, it really needs a shepherd to survive any harm that comes its way.
於是呢，他們是很需要個牧羊人是幫助他們，如果有東西傷害他們，一定是要靠牧羊人去保護的。
Well, there's no question that human beings are far superior to a sheep, so much so that comparison is laughable.
咁當然啦，人比起羊咧，就梗係叻好多啦。就算攞嚟比較，都覺得好好笑。
But if you think from a spiritual perspective, we're just as defenseless and vulnerable under the power of sin, and we really do need the help of God to survive and live to our potential.
但係如果你喺屬靈嗰個角度嗰度諗咧，你會明白我哋人喺罪嘅面前咧，其實我哋一樣係咁無助，一樣咁脆弱。我哋係絕對係需要上帝嘅帶領。
What David believed and wanted to convey through the analogy of a shepherd and sheep relationship was that we cannot live without God.
大卫想讲俾我哋听嘅，佢系藉着呢个牧羊人同埋羊嘅关系，就系话俾我哋听，我哋系唔可以冇咗上帝而存活嘅。
David begins his reflection with a profound sense of contentment reflected in verse 1.
在第一節的時候大衛呢他用一種是一個很深的滿足感地告訴我們。
He says, God is our shepherd, I shall not be in want.
他說耶和華是我的牧者我必不致缺乏。
That means he shall not lack anything.
即是說他根本不需要任何東西。
I think you would agree that human beings are complex and therefore we require more than physical needs.
我相信你都会同意人呢是很复杂的。我们所需要的呢不单止是我们肉身上的。
Our emotions, our minds, and our psychological and even spiritual needs must be satisfied in order for us to find any semblance of satisfaction.
如果我们说我们是得到满足的呢不单止是肉身上我们都是追求精神上、心理上、甚至是属灵上。
We all know how challenging life is, and there are so many different aspects of our lives that affect us.
生命是很多，充满很多挑战，很多困难的，有很多影响我们的生活。
Yet David says, because of God, we will not lack anything.
但是大卫说，因为有神，所以我们就不致缺乏。
So how?
那怎样呢？
Why?
怎么呢？
We will discover the answers to these questions through what David wrote.
我们由大卫所写的，我们是逐点逐点去看，找答案。
But in order to fully understand what David is thinking in his sharing, we need to look at this passage through an eye of a shepherd.
我们要明白大卫为什么要这样写，还有他的用意在哪里呢？我们是需要由一个牧羊人和他的羊一起的关系，由那里着眼。
Because what David says in his psalm is drawn from his experience as a shepherd and how that relates to his experience with God.
因为当大卫写这个诗篇23篇的时候，他是完全是讲回他自己和羊的关系，由这样开始的。
On your screen, I have separated and placed each verses under a specific theme, and I'll try to explain how each verse would fit in those categories.
在这个图上面，你们看到牧师呢将他不同的句子放在不同的组别那里，然后我们逐点逐点去分析。
First question I asked myself when I was following David's thought about not lacking anything was this.
首先当我想起大卫说我不致缺乏，咁我喺度咁样谂。
Did I ever experience a state of being where I, either physically or in my feeling, felt totally content?
我又究竟有冇试过实际上或者系我感觉上我真系乜嘢都冇缺乏呢？
Can we think of a time in our lives when we lived our lives without worries or concerns about today or tomorrow?
你有冇谂过喺我哋生命入边，究竟系咪真系有啲时候我哋系完全系冇忧虑嘅，唔需要担心今日，都唔需要担心听日咧？
I realize my experience doesn't represent everyone here because we're all different, and so is our past.
我知道到我代表咧，我嘅经验系唔可以代表每一个人啦，因为我哋每一个人嘅过去都唔同。
But I can say with certainty, at least for me, that I had experienced a state of worry-free, not lacking anything kind of life when I was a child because of my parents.
但起码我可以好肯定咁讲咧，就系我觉得我系一无欠缺嘅时候，系因为我做小朋友嘅时候，我有父母，所以我系咩都唔会欠缺。
We rely on them, and we kind of knew that they would provide everything we would need through their own initiative, and sometimes by us asking them.
我们知道，因为我们可以依靠他，我们所需要的东西，他们全部都会给我们，我们有时甚至不需要问，他就会自动给我们。
Similar to the way sheep would intrinsically know that shepherd would provide everything they needed.
就好像那些羊，他们根本就是他自己知道呢，牧羊人呢是会给他所有他们要的东西。
I do understand we do grow up and become burdened with many responsibilities.
当然我们都明白，我们大个之后呢就会有很多责任啦。
And I am certainly not suggesting we ignore them and live a carefree life like children, but even as an adult. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
我唔系话我哋咧就好似小朋友咁样，乜嘢都唔需要理，乜嘢都唔需要负责。
Even as an adult with all that we have to do and manage, we can be open to ask and seek help from the ones who can help us.
但系作为大人，当我哋需要帮助嘅时候，我哋都可以好开心见诚咁样揾人帮我哋噶。
David suggests that we can really look to God in a way sheep looks at the shepherd.
大卫话：我哋其实仰望神嘅时候咧，都可以好似羊睇住佢哋嘅牧羊人咁。
Similar to the way a child looks at his own father to care for them，
就好似一个小朋友望住佢爸爸咁。
And this is a message that Jesus really tried to get across his audience。
呢个亦都系主耶稣咧，佢想话俾大家听嘅。
For example, when he was teaching his disciples how we should pray, he taught that your father knows what things you have need of before you ask of him. So pray like this, our Father in heaven.
例如当他教导他的门徒祈祷的时候，他就这样讲过，他说你们未曾求之前呢，你们所需要的，你们的父都早已经知道，所以他教他们这样祈祷。我们在天上的父。
And in this passage, Jesus takes over the shepherd role from the Father.
在这个经文里面，耶稣呢，就是取代了牧羊人这个身份。
So the path to not lacking anything in life begins with proper recognition of who God is in our lives.
这样怎样做到是无所欠缺呢？其实呢，是由真真正正认识神开始。
So, I won't begin here. I want to remind us that we're reading these passages through an eye of a shepherd and his interaction with his sheep.
我想提醒大家，当我们读这个经文的时候，我们是以一个牧羊人和他的羊那个交通的关系这样开始的。
Shepherd starts the sheep grazing about 4 a.m. in the morning. This is in order to avoid the heat during the day.
牧羊人呢，早上四点呢，就出去放羊，因为呢，他是避免日头那个高的气温。
The sheep walk steadily as they graze. They never stand still.
那些羊呢，一路行就一路食草，他们是不会企定的。
It is now 10 a.m.
好了，早上10点了。
The sun is beaming down and the sheep are hot, tired and thirsty.
太阳呢，很猛烈，那些羊呢，又很热啦，又很累，又很口渴。
The way sheep digests food is unique.
那些羊它食草消化呢，是很特别的。
It digests plant-based food by initially softening it with the animal's first stomach called the rumen.
它吃那些草啊、植物之类的东西，首先呢，就是它第一个胃叫做瘤胃，整到那些草呢，是软了先。
Then regurgitating the semi-digested mass known as cud and chewing it again.
那些已经是入了它的胃的食物呢，就叫做反刍的食物呢，就跟着呢，就会是反刍再消化第二次。
The wise shepherd knows the sheep must not drink when it's hot, neither when its stomach is filled with undigested grass.
有智慧的牧羊人知道，当个羊佢系个胃入边系有未曾消化嘅草嘅时候，佢系唔可以饮水嘅，或者温佢系热嘅时候都唔可以饮水嘅。
So the shepherd makes it lie down in green pastures in a cool, soft spot.
於是咧，牧羊人就带佢去一啲好阴凉嘅草地嗰度，等只羊咧就瞓低。
The sheep will not eat lying down.
咁羊咧瞓低系唔会食嘢嘅。
So he chews his cud.
咁佢继续咧就系咀嚼嗰啲反刍嘅食物。
Which is nature's way of digestion.
呢个系佢哋自然嘅消化方法。
Once the food is digested, sheep is ready to drink, but there's a caution.
咁当啲食物消化之后咧，啲羊就可以饮水啦。不过咧要好小心。
The sheep is a very timid creature, and it is especially afraid of swiftly moving water.
啲羊咧系好细胆嘅动物。尤其是咧嗰啲流得好急嘅水流。
Sheep is easily startled by a noise and is also a very poor swimmer.
佢哋听到大声咧就会好惊嘅，亦都唔识游水嘅。
Because of its heavy coat of wool, because water soaks into sheep's coat and it pulls it down.
佢游唔到水，因为佢啲毛好厚啊。咁如果佢啲毛湿咗水咧，咁佢就好重，就向下沉噶啦。
So instinctively, the sheep knows it can't swim in swift current.
咁嗰啲羊咧，好本能咁知道佢哋根本系冇可能喺个急流嗰度游水。
The sheep will not drink from a moving stream, but only from still waters.
羊咧系唔会喺个流紧嘅水嗰度饮嘅，佢只能够喺静止嘅水源嗰度。
The shepherd does not laugh at sheep's fears.
但系个牧羊人咧唔会嘲笑嗰个羊嘅恐惧。
He does not try to force the sheep.
他也不会勉强羊。
Instead, as he leads his sheep across mountains and valleys, he is constantly on the watch for still waters.
当他带羊穿山过谷的时候，他是不断地找水源，找一些安静的水源。
Where the thirst of the sheep may be quenched.
让那些羊可以喝水。
If there are no still waters available near where sheep are resting, the shepherd will gather up stones to make a dam across a small stream to form a pool from which the tiniest may drink without fear.
牧羊人呢就会执啲石头呢就喺一啲细嘅溪流嗰度咁将佢围埋一个好细嘅池咁样咁就算嗰啲好细隻嘅羊喺嗰度飲水都唔会驚。
From the time the sheep starts out in the morning to graze, each takes a definite place in line and holds that same position all during the day.
由朝头早开始啲羊出去食草呢每一隻羊呢佢都系排队有佢自己个位嘅成日都系企嗰个位嘅。
However, sometime during the day, each sheep leaves its place in line and trots over to the shepherd.
但有时呢有啲羊耐唔中呢又会离队走出嚟走咗去个牧羊人身边。
The shepherd gently rubs the nose and lightly scratches the ears and whispers in an ear of the sheep.
咁个牧羊人呢就轻轻捽下佢个鼻啊捽下个耳仔啊细细声同佢讲下嘢。
Sheep knows its shepherd's voice.
羊咧系认得佢牧羊人嘅声音嘅。
That's why Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice."
所以耶稣话我嘅羊认得我把声。
Reassured and encouraged, the sheep takes its place in line again.
跟住嗰只羊咧就好安全咁翻翻去佢自己个排嗰个队个位度。
What we have seen is the way shepherd provides for the sheep.
我哋睇到嘅系牧羊人点样供应俾佢嘅佢嘅羊。
He provides the sheep with intimate knowledge of sheep's weakness, fears, and limitations.
因为佢系好清楚知道佢啲羊嘅软弱，佢哋嘅恐惧。
And that should help us to see, at least through David's eyes, that God does not condemn our limitations or our weaknesses, nor does He exploit our fears.
由呢度我哋睇到，好似大卫作为一个牧羊人咁去睇，其实神对我哋一样，佢唔会因为我哋嘅冇用就闹我哋，或者系嘲笑我哋嘅恐惧。
He cares for us and provides for us in a way we were meant to be cared for and loved。
无论我哋系点嘅，佢一样系咁爱我哋，一样系咁样保守我哋。
I don't know how many people we have in our lives where we can tell the other person everything about us.
我唔知道喺我哋生命入边有几多人，我哋可以完完全全好坦白咁对住佢哋，乜嘢都讲晒出嚟。
For many of us, we are scared to death about the consequences of being known by others.
大部分人嚟讲咧，我哋其实系好惊俾人知道我哋嘅嘢噶。
And try our very best to cover up ourselves.
咁咧就尽量冚埋唔俾人知。
I sat across many people who were emotionally disturbed, sharing their shortcomings, their struggles, and fears, convinced that they are not worthy because of it.
我曾经试过面对好多受到好大精神困扰嘅人，佢哋因为佢哋嘅失败啊，佢哋嘅挣扎啊，佢哋嘅恐惧咧，觉得自己好冇用。
I want to tell you that God knows everything about us.
但我想话俾大家知道。神是知道我们每一个人。
He knows all our shortcomings, all of our struggles, all of our fears, but yet He found us worthy.
他明白我们的短处，明白我们所有失败，所有的挣扎，我们的恐惧，但是他仍然是一样觉得我们是这么宝贵。
Worthy enough to save and make us His children, so He decided to send His own Son to die on the cross to save us.
宝贵到佢将佢个独生子派嚟，死喺十字架上，系救赎我哋，让我哋可以成为佢嘅儿女。
Your worth is more than anything we can attain in life.
你嘅价值咧系无可形容嘅，系好宝贵嘅。
You are a child of one who created the heavens and the earth, and His love for you defines you.
你系创造天地万物嘅神。的儿女，他的爱肯定你个人的价值。
God leads and protects us.
上帝带领我哋，亦都系保守我哋。
A dog, a cat, or a horse, if lost, can find its way back as if it has compass within them.
一只狗、一只猫或者一只马咧，如果佢哋迷咗路咧，佢哋又好似身体入边有个指南针咁，佢哋揾得翻嘅。
But sheep is one of those animals that don't have a sense of direction, so when it's lost, it can't find its way back.
但是羊就不同了，羊呢就是其中一种动物，它是没有方向感的，如果荡失路，它回不了头。
Sheep also has a very poor eyes where they can't see more than 10 or 15 meters ahead of them.
羊的眼睛也很差，如果远过10至15米之外的，它看不到的。
Palestinian fields were covered with a narrow path over which shepherds led their sheep to pasture.
在巴勒斯坦的田野那里，他们的草原是有很多
Okay, we'll just pass. So what you see on the PowerPoint is an actual valley of the shadow of death.
你哋喺个图嗰度睇到咧，呢个真系嗰个地方叫死荫幽谷。
This road leads from Jerusalem to Dead Sea, and is very narrow and dangerous pathway through the mountain range, as you can see here.
你哋睇到嗰啲山路咧，就系由耶路撒冷落去死海嘅，系好危险嘅嗰啲好窄嘅路。
So some of these paths led to a precipice over which the foolish sheep might fall to its death.
有一啲路咧就会好容易跌落去悬崖，咁嗰啲羊唔小心咧就会跌落去跌死佢噶。
Other paths lead to a blind alley, but some paths lead to green pastures and still waters.
有啲路咧就系掘头嘅，但系有啲咧就去到青草地啊，同埋水嘅地方。
There are other elements of danger.
亦都有其他危险嘅嘢
，such as wild beasts that roam the land to which a sheep was an easy prey.
有啲野兽咧，佢走来走去，咁羊咧就好容易成为佢哋嘅食物。
Also, in the pastures of the Palestine grew poisonous plants, which were fatal to the sheep if eaten. And there were plants whose sharp thorns would penetrate the soft noses of the sheep and cause ugly sores.
咁喺嗰度嗰啲地方咧，亦都系有啲有毒嘅植物啊、草啊咁。如果啲羊食咗咧，就会死嘅。咁亦都系有一啲刺啊、荆棘咧，就好容易刉到个羊个鼻啊、个面啊咁咯。
So shepherd does the following.
咁嗰啲牧羊人点做咧
？In order to defend the sheep from wild animals, shepherd carries a rod, which is a heavy, hard club, 2 to 3 feet long.
咁為咗保護嗰啲羊唔好俾野獸侵襲咧，佢哋通常係拎住一條棍，咁啊大約係2至3尺長嘅木棍。
In 1 Samuel 17, David tells Saul how he slew a lion and a bear in protecting his sheep.
喺撒母耳記上第17章，大衛咧佢曾經講過俾掃羅聽，佢點樣係將用個竿去趕走只獅子同埋個熊去保護佢啲羊。
Shepherd also carried a staff, which is about 8 feet long.
牧羊人都拎住一支杖，大約係8尺長嘅。
The end of the staff was turned into a crook.
喺個杖尾嗰度咧，係有一個勾咁樣嘅。
Many paths in Palestine were along the steep side of the mountains.
有好多喺嗰度有好多路咧，係喺山邊嘅。
The sheep would lose its footing and slip down, hanging helplessly on some ledge below.
咁啊，羊跣腳咧，咁啊跌咗落去，俾啲樹頂住佢咁。
The staff was used to reach down, place the crook over the small chest of the sheep, and lift it back up from the danger.
咁個牧羊人咧就伸支杖落去，用個勾咧就慢慢勾翻只羊上嚟，咁樣救翻佢。
As for the deadly plants and sharp thorns. Each spring, the shepherd would take his mattock, which is what you see on the right side of the PowerPoint, and dig out these enemies of the sheep, pile them up, and burn them.
喺右手邊嗰度，你睇到咧嗰啲工具咧，係一啲鋤頭之類咧。每一年春天，牧羊人咧就將嗰啲荊棘啊、嗰啲草咧就掘起佢，嗰啲有毒嘅草掘起佢。
Thus, the pastures were safe for the sheep to graze.
咁啊，將嗰啲草燒咗佢咧，就令到個草原咧係好安全，等啲羊喺嗰度安心食草。
So the pasture became, as it were, a table prepared in the presence of the enemies, because enemies are destroyed.
咁因為嗰啲敵人已經消滅咗啦，嗰個草原咧就變成一個好似筵席咁樣，為啲羊預備。
So we have many different paths in our lives too.
喺我哋生命入邊都有好多唔同嘅路。
Some paths present extreme challenges and hardships.
有一啲路係好艱難，好多挑戰。
While others may provide great joy and satisfaction.
亦有一啲路咧，我哋係得到好大嘅喜樂滿足。
We're not always clear which road to take, as there are so many twists and turns in our road of life.
生命上面嘅路彎彎曲曲，我哋根本冇可能知道邊條路係好，邊條路係會辛苦。
Sometimes we do get lost, and there are always danger lurking in our path.
有時我哋又會蕩失路，咁有時亦都會喺路上邊有啲危險。
What David sees about our God as a shepherd is that He will lead us.The word lead means to accompany us.
但是大卫他看着神带领我们呢，是这个带领呢，其实是有陪伴的意思的。
When God leads us and we're prepared to follow, God is willing to pledge his character and the truth of his word that he will lead us in a path of righteousness.
神带领我们，而我们都是甘愿跟随的时候呢，神咧就会向我哋用佢嘅说话向我哋保证，啊，佢带我哋行嘅路咧系会系一条义路，系一个好嘅路。
What that means is the path of our decision will always lead to living in a right relationship with God and with other, and that's what righteousness means.
嗰个意思咧就系，神咧，只要我哋跟住神带领嘅方向咧，我哋就会同神。或者同其他人建立一个好的关系，这个就是义路的意思。
Moreover, in our journey of life, God is willing to fight for us and protect us against every enemy that stands in our way.
还有呢，在我们生命入的路途上面呢，神呢是很乐意是为我们，征战，去打退我们的敌人。
He will rescue us in our time of need, even if we take a wrong step that may lead us to danger.
就算我哋行错路，行咗一啲危险嘅地方，神都系好愿意拯救我哋。
I want to emphasize the following fact.
我想强调一点。
Shepherd leads the sheep to travel through these dangerous roads in order to find green pastures and still waters.
牧羊人带啲羊行啲好危险嘅路，因为佢系要带领佢哋去青草地同埋静水。
Why else would he do it?
咁仲有咩可以做嘅咧
？And God's plan is same for us.
其实上帝嘅计划都系一样。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
佢讲过，佢话我向你哋所怀嘅意念系似平安嘅意念，唔系降灾嘅意念。我要你哋系将来系有盼望。
God also promises that all things will work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose.
他亦都讲过，我哋知道万事都互相效力，叫爱神嘅人得益处，就系按佢旨意被召嘅人。
Only God possesses such wisdom, such power, and all knowledge to make this kind of promise to us.
只有上帝先至有咁样嘅智慧，因为佢嘅慈爱，佢先至可以向我哋有咁嘅保证。
God heals all our wounds.
上帝医治我哋所有嘅创伤。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
So all day long, the shepherd has been concerned with the flock, but even after a long, tired, and spent day.The shepherd would stand at the door of the field and examine each sheep as they came in one by one.
咁啊，全日咧个牧羊人咧都系好挂心嗰啲羊群啦。咁啊，好虽然好攰，但系喺夜晚嘅时候咧，嗰个牧羊人系企喺门口，系等啲羊逐只逐只翻嚟。
Sometimes, as the sheep graze, its head will be cut by the sharp edge of a stone buried in the grass.
有时佢哋食草嘅时候咧，佢哋个鼻咧会俾啲好尖嘅石头割到。
There were briars to scratch and thorns to stick。
又或者有啲荆棘啊，嗰啲刺咧，咁啊，刉咗落佢哋个身度。
If there were hurt places, the shepherd would apply soothing and healing oil. Instead of becoming infected, the hurt would soon heal.
咁如果有受伤嘅地方咧，牧羊人咧就帮个羊搽一啲疗伤嘅油咧，等佢哋好快好翻，就唔会发炎。
Also, the shepherd had a large earthen jug of water, the kind of jar which kept the water refreshingly cool through evaporation.
佢亦都係有一壺好大嘅水，咁啊係一路係凍住嘅水。
As the sheep came in, the shepherd would dip down into the water with his big cup and bring it to brimful.
當佢啲羊入嚟嘅時候咧，牧羊人就攞一個大杯，入去個水壺度，又攞啲水出嚟。
The tired sheep would drink life-restoring water.
咁嗰啲好攰嘅羊咧，就有啲好新鮮嘅水飲。
It is reasonable to say in life we can't expect some bruises and hurts whether we're young or old.
無論我哋咩年紀，我哋都知道喺生命入邊咧，我哋係會經過好多受傷嘅時候。
Each of those wounds unhealed can cause us to become discouraged and tired.
每一個未曾經過治療嘅傷口咧，會令到我哋失望、氣餒，亦都係疲倦。
But we see that shepherd takes initiative in healing us.
但係我哋睇到牧羊人係主動咁樣去醫療呢啲創傷。
So does God speak to us through our conscience, people around us, or even through the circumstances of our lives.
而上帝透過我哋嘅良知，透過我哋身邊嘅人，或者係所發生嘅事，係同我哋説話。
He calls us to seek Him, come to Him, so we can receive healing and restoration.
佢呼召我哋去尋找佢，去到佢面前，然後得著醫治。
This is the last part of the psalm.
跟住我哋去到呢个诗篇最后嘅一卷。
This is David's concluding thought.
亦都系大卫嘅总结。
David was a great king.
大卫系一个好叻嘅君王。
But was not a perfect king.
但系佢唔系十全十美嘅。
David's blemish in life, which was adultery and murder, was not simply a shortcoming, but a wicked crime.
佢犯过嘅错误，例如奸淫、杀人。呢啲唔係普通嘅罪，係一啲好邪惡嘅罪行。
He also had his share of tragedies, disappointments, and humiliations, like when his own son Absalom tried to overthrow his reign and set out to murder David.
喺佢身上亦都發生過好多悲劇、失望嘅嘢，甚至係羞辱，例如佢個仔亞沙龍曾經因為想奪王位咧，甚至想殺佢。
But David repented of his sin and sought God's forgiveness.
但是大卫他悔改，他是寻求神的宽恕。
God, who is merciful and has unwavering love for his people, granted David forgiveness.
神他是以慈爱和他坚定的爱，他是将宽恕给大卫。
And because of this, David was able to say with confidence, surely that God's goodness and mercy will pursue, follow him.All the days of his life.
因为这样，大卫很有信心地说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
But not only that, David was also confident that he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, which is his reference to eternal life, 1,000 years before the coming of Jesus, who promised as much in John chapter 11, 25 to 26.
不单止这样亦都係因為咁樣，大衛佢好有信心咁話，佢話佢要住喺耶和華嘅殿中，直到永遠。大衛咁樣講嘅時候，係耶穌嚟到世界上之前嘅成千幾年，係遠過耶穌所講嘅永生。
What David said was not a wishful thinking, at least not in him, not to him, because he says surely.
大衛佢唔係一廂情願咁樣諗嘅，佢係真係咁樣相信嘅，因為佢係用到佢一定。
He was able to make such confession because he trusted in God's mercy and forgiveness.
因为他相信神的慈爱，神的怜悯。
God's forgiveness is real.
神的宽恕是真的。
If we have unresolved sin, don't go through another day with a broken heart.
假如我们有未曾解决的罪，我们不要再一路拖下去。
Seek God's forgiveness, and God will forgive and cleanse us.
我哋要寻求神嘅宽恕，神亦都系会洁净我哋。
God wants to pursue us with His goodness and mercy for all of our days.
神咧系会有佢嘅恩惠同埋慈爱，一生一世追随我哋。
God wants to invite us to eternal life. with him.
他亦都是邀请我们是跟他一起得到永生。
So, in conclusion,
最后
may we encounter in our lives how David experienced God in his life.
但愿我们每一个人都好像大卫在生命之中经历神一样，我们同样是经历神。
May we see God as our shepherd and our father and find contentment both now and forever.
愿我们寻求神等同大卫一样亦都是永远都是得到永生。
Let us pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we are grateful for your invitation to repent.
天父，我们好感谢你邀请我们是认罪。
We're grateful for your invitation for us to open our eyes and see who you really are to us.
我们感谢你的邀请，让我们可以睁开我们的眼睛，看到我们是谁。
As David had confessed, we are nothing more than a sheep, an helpless animal that is completely lost without the shepherd.
正如大卫所说，我们好像羊一样是很无助，我们没有你的带领就会迷路。
We recognize that you are our shepherd.
我们知道你就是我的牧者。
You are our father.
你就是我们的父亲。
We will be completely lost without you, God.
没有你，我们就会迷路。
So help us today.
帮助我们。
Save us today.
救赎我们今天。
Forgive us of our sins today.
今天都是宽恕我们的罪。
So that we can find joy and satisfaction in you, Lord.
让我们可以是得到喜乐，满足。
So that we can live a life of contentment with you, Lord.
让我们可以以喜乐同上帝你一起。
We thank you so much
我们多谢你
for all the promises that you make
所有你的保证
and your visitation upon us through your word
你与我们的同在
In Christ's name we pray
奉主耶稣基督的名求
Amen,
Amen.